This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, mate, you had your big annual general meeting yesterday, and I guess one of the flagship things that came out of the meeting was the fact that the members voted to accept the name change to the Douglas Community and Sports Club. Now, that's a better fit for you?
Look, it's a perfect fit for us. You know, we looked at a possible name change a few years ago. However, we withdrew it after some dissent amongst the members. But I think this time it is a great fit in regards to what we really are. People seen us in the past as a services club or an RSL, you know, when it's all said and done, we are a community club and we are involved in sports. So the fit's perfect.
And it also fits in beautifully now with the fact that you're taking over the Ballyhooly train and Choo Choo's here at the marina. So I guess it kind of fits in with that. And you'd be able also, I understand now, you'd be able to get grants to help us with that railway, because that railway, as I understand, and I found out over the weekend, and I never thought of this before, but somebody said to me, you know, Paul, there's a few people want to get hold of that rolling stock in other parts of Queensland. And I thought to myself, that's right. It is beautiful, beautiful stuff, the steam trains and the carriages, etc.
Well, again, I don't think it's just Queensland. Because of the age and what they are, I think there's people that love to get their hands over on them, not only within Australia, but overseas. You know, just anything vintage, and especially for collectors of trains, the hands are out there.
That's right. So you look at the train. Now, the train itself is a losing concern. Now, let's be honest with this. It isn't a money-making thing. But I suppose when you weigh up opportunities, say, with the Choo Choos to actually bring club membership into it and what have you, I guess it balances itself out. And you, as a very successful club already, could work it in such a way that it would be an asset to your club, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, one of the things when John Morris approached us to offer up the Ballyhooly, our concern was the financial burden it could have on the club. So hence we put forward the opportunity, would he be interested in giving us Choo Choos as well as the income source to offset that. And so John looked at it and thought, It does make sense, hence that's why he's offered it up to us.
When will that this all come into play with you actually taking over this particular railway station, Choo Choo's and the rolling stock?
John had his way, would have been yesterday.
But, right.
Again, we're just going through our due diligence phase, just gathering more information. We've met with our lawyers and everything else. At this stage, we're probably aiming for 1 December.
Oh, 1 December.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, let's go through a couple of other things that happened at the annual general meeting at the Tin Shed yesterday. Special resolution to borrow $1.7 million for the upstairs development. What would you like to see happen with that development?
We've got the prime location in Port Douglas and probably one of the best locations in far north Queensland. And everybody wants to sit down and enjoy that view. So it makes sense to do what we're proposing to do by extending the deck upstairs. You know, I couldn't think of anything better than to sit down with a lovely bottle of wine and just relax in the afternoon and watch that sun go down. It's perfect.
Kim Rowley, when do you ever sit back and relax with a glass of wine?
Not often enough.
No, that's exactly right. But just paint a picture for us of what it will look like. Now, you're going to put sail over it?
Well, again, the sail that's on the deck downstairs at the moment actually will be the sail upstairs. So it'll be fully covered roof-wise upstairs. So basically, those who have been upstairs now, where the deck is around on the side, it'll extend around to the other side of the current bar upstairs. So that whole area will be undercover. And again, we'll probably have some form of cafe type setup. So it's not just a glass of wine or a beer. You can have snacks and that to eat as well.
Beautiful. Sounds really, really good. Now, look, I was a little bit concerned to hear that the council, and I did speak to Julia off air about this, and she said, no, I don't want to talk about it this week, but I'm happy to talk about it next week. And that is that they're going to actually increase your rent. And as I understand it, it could be around about $12,000 a year.
When I think it was 2007, the club and the community fought to get a renewal of the lease. They were fortunate enough to get a 30-year lease at that stage. However, the management committee at that time had a concern that they weren't going to get the lease. So against legal advice, they signed on. Now, there were certain aspects of that lease that we feel are morally wrong. Legally, there's nothing we can do about it, but there's three aspects of the lease that we've asked council to review.
What's morally wrong?
Or again, the land is zoned for community use. Therefore, if we walk the way Salsa or Rattle and Hum can't operate a business out of it. So one, it's not a commercial lease as such. Two, they treat us as a commercial business and not as a not-for-profit organisation. You know, when it's all said and done, we're no different to the surf club, the yacht club and everything else. However, their leases are reflected on what they are. Council see us as a cash cow, and I think obviously gaming's got a lot to do with it because the other organisations don't have gaming. But, you know, gaming is subsidised, the rest of the club and our price structure. Taxes are also paid on gaming, and gaming community grants are available through that. So, you know, it's just part of our business. And I think the third one is council, how would you put it? When we were under Cairns Council took into account what we are and where we stood within the community. I believe this council don't. As I said, they see us as a cash cow, and therefore, you know, our rent went up 130% about 3 years ago, and it's due to, I'm not saying it's going up now. However, the recommendation is an increase of $12,000.
And that will be voted on at a council meeting
at some stage, yes.
Before the end of the year?
I assume so.
Yeah. $12,000, I mean, it's a bit of an increase, isn't it? I mean, $12,000 could, with respect to everybody involved, $12,000 could go to a club, somewhere around. You know, some of these clubs that you support, the very clubs that you support, what could they do with $12,000?
Well, you're right. You know, we've got to review our business model in regards to, you know, as you said earlier, we're going to borrow $1.7 million to do our extensions. And again, being a community club, we're doing it for our members who are ratepayers, residents of the Shire. You know, we can't continue to look at aspects of our business that do have a financial burden on us. And, you know, as an example, if we took on Ballyhooly as a train only, there's a financial burden. The golf club is a financial burden. So, you know, you're right. There's all these sports clubs that we support every on a Friday night. You know, do we take that away and generate income just to help pay these increases that we're pushed upon?
Mm. Interesting stuff. So when we were part of Cairns Council, they treated you very differently?
You go back to our initial DA to do our first extensions, even though it may not have been allowed under the town plan. Cairns Council took into consideration what we were, who we are, hence approved it. You know, it's taken us 2.5 years to get this last DA approved because council keep putting up these barriers. You know, to me, the town plan is a guideline. You know, it doesn't mean black and white, that's it.
Yep.
And, you know, it's typical of our council.
Now, club patron Warren Inch has put his hand up to continue on. What a club patron to have, because he fights for everybody, doesn't he?
Well, again, we talked about a perfect fit of our name change. Warren is a perfect fit for where we're going, especially I had a phone call from Warren just prior to putting the proposal to the committee for Ballyhooly. And, you know, Warren rang me and said, "Hey, Kim, it's a great fit and I hope that the board take it on. And I'm there to support you in the future." So, you know, with him backing, or not backing, because I shouldn't use that word, but with his support behind us for us to do other things with the Ballyhooly, I think it's a perfect fit.
We're talking with Kim Rowley, the boss of the Tin Shed, and now it has changed. The members have voted almost unanimously, or unanimously, or almost unanimously.
Oh, I'd say unanimous, that word.
Yeah, if that's easy for you to say. Yes. It's the Douglas Community and Sports Club Incorporated now, which I think is a great name. Now, we're talking about Warren Inch. Oh, of course, Warren Inch... politics aside, I mean, we're going to say goodbye to him at the next election. He says he's going to retire.
Well, that's what he said the last one. We just
No. Well, he said to me last time, he said, "Paul, I only need 3 more years, but this time I reckon he's going to hang his hat up."
I hope he doesn't, because, as you said, he supports everybody that he believes in, and, you know, not just on the Liberal side. He's got his feelings on some aspects, and he goes...
He does.
He does. He's a good...
And he's well-respected on both sides of Parliament as well. I was speaking to somebody in Canberra recently from the press gallery, and they said, yeah, even the Labor guys respect Warren Inch because he's a goer. He goes in and he fights for his electorate, and that's what it's got to be. You got to fight for your electorate.
Wouldn't be good if everyone fought for their electorate and not their jobs.
Interesting. Just finish up with the fact you had your annual general meeting yesterday. Is that your phone?
No, it's my watch.
It's your watch. Your watch keeps going off.
It's my watch phone.
That's the Dick Tracy watch there. Now, look, just to finish up, Mossman Golf Club, you mentioned they are losing money. But you know what? I think there's huge potential for the Mossman Golf Club. Look at the setting of that club. I look at the club and I say it's a wonderful club, but I think more can be done there. I think it's an absolute gem that needs to be polished.
You're probably right, but there is some parts of it, or not parts of the club, but parts that make it very difficult. One is being a small shire. We have 3 golf clubs in this shire. So it's hard to share the load. You know, we're not a Mirage. We're not a Palmer Sea Reef. We're a community local golf club.
Yeah, but that's part of the charm.
Yeah, but again, you know, we've lost a few members, especially in the last 12 months or so, to Mirage because of the great deals they are doing there. All it takes is 1 or 2 people to go and join there, then their mates saying, "Look, come over with us," and, you know, all of a sudden it hurts us. You know, what do we do? You know, I managed golf clubs in Sydney for many years, and they're a bit like bowling clubs as the years go on. They're dying because people's requirements have changed. You know, gone are the days when you can go and play golf and you spend 7 or 8 hours at the golf club on a Saturday. You know, a lot of the younger blokes are time poor. Hence, it makes it difficult to be able to do that game of golf on the Saturday.
But I think the members too want to be a bit more inclusive. I think one of the suggestions, as I heard it came out of the meeting, was that they want to be part of the members' draw. So when the members' draw is done at 4:30 on a Sunday, that they're part of that. And can you see what they're after?
I can see what they're after. Look, there was a few suggestions on how they believe they can, you know, improve the running of the golf club out there, and they'll probably ride on some aspects, but you've got to look at the whole list that come out. One of them was, you know, put a happy hour on at a time that suits them, not when we want to draw people in on the quieter time. So there is a two-way street there.
Okay. But the Mossman Golf Club, you know, it's part of your club, and the people over there are quite passionate. John Carney and all of them over there, they love it. They love their club.
They really do. It gets back to what we are. It's a community-based organisation, and that's one of the major parts of it.
Good luck to you, and we'll keep in touch with the Ballyhooly because it interests us, and you're going to be our new landlord.
Yes, I will, so you better behave yourself, Paul.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Kim.
Thanks, Paul.
See you. That is Kim Rowley there from the Tin Shed.